What we do here is go back.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Bare Knuckles Most Wanted. My name's Matthew Kohler, and I'm your host this evening, along with my partner in crime, Matt Siebel, over here. And tonight, we are joined by the BKFC and Police Gazette Diamond World Heavyweight Champion, Joey Beltran. How you doing, Joey?
How are you guys doing?
Man,
I'm doing great.
You doing good? So what's up? You were just telling us off air about what you have going on. What are you up to tonight, man?
So we came to watch.
Who's that?
Who's that lady?
Like documentary type deal that they're doing on the build up for the next BKFC event, BKFC 18 in Miami.
Okay.
Cool.
Because our gym, Boxstar Studios in Miami, is actually home for. I think five fighters that are going to fight on that show. So it's pretty wild. Oh, wow. Possibly six or seven.
Awesome.
So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of good shit happening over. So anyways, that being said, back on point, back on task. So they're doing like a little YouTube series on us. So we just came to watch it. And then we also have an impromptu photo shoot that we're about to do. So. You know, just normal shit on a Sunday.
Everyday life of the champ, right?
Yeah, you know.
Well, awesome, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on tonight and being a good sport and knowing that who I work with. It's awesome to have you on, man. And at the end of the day, again, no animosity, and it's just business, and there's no reason that we can't all be friends, right?
Oh yeah, I don't know who you work with.
Well, I actually am Sam Shoemaker's business manager, and I didn't realize you didn't know that.
I don't care, man. Me and Sam have been doing this shit since day one. You know
exactly. Well, I've had a lot of people saying to me throughout the week, like, "Oh, you're going to interview Joey. Like, how's that going to go?" I'm like, "It's going to go fine. Like, it's a business, bro." So anyway, but I really appreciate you coming on and being cool about it. But we wanted to start out, and this is something that we do that we're going to start doing with most of our guests, or maybe all of our guests. But we want to start out with a little game if you're up for it.
Yeah, yeah. Hold up. We're literally about to snap these pictures. My bad. I hate that I'm double booked.
You're good.
Professionalism on me.
No worries. So how much time do we have, Joey? Like,
are you going to snap it? Hey, I'm doing an interview here. Can you calm down? Calm down. All right. Okay. So this is good. They're gonna do. Watch. There's gonna be fire right there.
All right, we're watching. So here's what we want to do.
Tell me the game. I'm down.
Two truths and a lie.
Okay.
So I want you to tell us two things that are true and one thing that's a lie, and we want to have our audience guess, and we are also going to guess which is true and which is a lie. Two truths and a lie with Joey Beltran starting now.
Are we serious or are we smart?
Holy shit! Did you see that?
That was exclusive.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Two choose. Okay. One choose.
Analyze.
Okay. I'll just tell you statements.
Not in that particular order.
Yeah, not in that particular order. Two things that are true and one thing that's a lie, and you have to try to trick us, and we're going to figure it out.
So, I used to go to college at University of Hawaii.
Okay.
I sold cars for a living out in New Jersey. And I've been married twice.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, I'm pretty sure I've seen in some kind of a thread somewhere that you definitely sold cars at one point. I don't know if it was in New Jersey, but I know that you sold cars. So I'm going to say that's true. And
yeah.
Okay. And I also know that you've been married at least once. Because I've seen you speak on that as well. So I'm going to say that you did not go to the University of Hawaii, but don't tell us yet because we want some input if we have anything in the chat if anybody wants to guess.
Okay, I'll give another statement then.
Okay.
Jason has moved.
Okay, what's wrong with you?
I get a fire.
I once sent in the application to be in a tough man competition, but then didn't do it because they asked for too much money for the licensing.
Okay. I think that's true. Probably. All right. Yeah, I think that's probably true. I've heard some crazy stuff about some of these tough man competitions, man. So I work in the insurance industry, and actually this dude that I work with was telling me about how he was in a competition. I'm like, this dude that's a pretty successful insurance guy was like, hey, back in the day I was in some tough man contests, and I was like, whatever, bro. But come to find out it was true, and he actually won a couple, so I wouldn't have thought about it, but it was pretty cool. Anyway, so Mason Dixon definitely thinks that you're the best heavyweight bare knuckle fighter on the planet. But he is failing to address our game here. So, you know what my guesses are.
We may have started this too early.
Yeah. What are your guesses, Matt?
I think he's been married once. I don't think it was twice.
Okay. So you think he did in fact attend the University of Hawaii?
It's possible.
Okay. All right, Joey. Drum roll. Of course, we're not cool enough to have sound effects, but if we did, we would do a drum roll right now.
All right. So I did sell cars for a year in New Jersey. One second. I got to look tough. One second.
Are we in the middle of the photo shoot?
Yeah. Multitasking.
That's awesome. So did you have any hairs, like facial hair singed just now?
I'm good. Okay, so I did also go to University of Hawaii.
Okay. So
my lie was that I've married twice.
Yeah. I'm the winner.
It did not work out.
Okay, well.
Damn right.
I have been married twice, but here's the thing about that. I've been married twice, but only married to one woman. Think about that for a second.
Oh, shit.
That's a glutton.
But I'm still married to her, bro. So it all worked out. So it's all good, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But
did you guys ever move out of the house when you got divorced?
Yeah, man, we were separated actually for 3 years, actually divorced, straight up divorced for 3 years. But then we both, it's one of those situations where, like, if we would have had the maturity to just like sit down, have an adult conversation instead of just being in our feelings and being pissed off about you know, ridiculous things and letting people, other people get involved, it would never have happened. And we're really young and whatever. Nobody wants to hear about my life story. So we'll move on.
We're going again?
But, take another picture, bro.
So Morgan Fuller says, Joey holding the camera so low feels like I'm watching from a woman's point of view.
I feel like somebody's going to get burned right now. Seems highly dangerous.
The fuck?
This might
be exclusive right here.
We're good? All right. Hell yeah.
Great.
Hey, guys, I apologize for that. That was
pretty- no, that's all right, man.
That made no pretty- worries. No
so,
worries,
so Morgan Fuller says, Joey holding the camera so low feels like I'm watching from a woman's point of view.
So Joey, you've had a lot going on. I know that this upcoming fight has been rescheduled a couple times. I know that firsthand. Obviously, I just told you who I work with, and I also know how frustrating that's been. So, like, how's that? Like, how have you sort of dealt with that? Those sort of irritations, or has that altered the speed of your camp or anything like that? Because I know that, like, when you're in training camp and you're going for a fight, like, especially a guy that is a veteran like you are, you know, you have a certain method to it, most likely. I don't know you personally, yeah, but I just assume that, yeah, you know, you time these things in order to push yourself to the right point at the right time.
Correct.
And how have you dealt with that? Because to me, that would be super frustrating.
It's just a matter, yeah, it definitely has been super frustrating. But I mean, I can only control what I can control, and I can't control. I've learned I cannot control people, places, or things, you know. And that being said, I've just been staying on the past, staying on my grind. And really, as long as I have like a solid like 3-week notice, I can, for lack of better terms, hit my peak. Like, I have my protocols, everything that I need to do in terms of like my physical obligations, as well as my mental, you know, my mental things, you know, my mental exercises, my visualization, all that other shit that I go through, you know, as long as I have like, okay, like 3 weeks, let's do it. So I've never had to like, I never got into that mode yet, because it was always like, well, it might happen. Oh, it might happen May, or it might happen June 5th.
Right.
Ever, you
right.
know, so, like, I never really got into the fucking peak, you know, peak mode, if you will.
Yeah. Well, we're still kind of there though, right? We're still kind of there, because we're like, oh, well, most likely June 26th. But I mean, unless you have, you know, better information than I have.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm hearing as well. So it's like, you know, I'll just keep grinding. It does kind of like, I mean, it sucks. Yeah. Man, you know, like, it's a fucking constant grind, a monotonous grind, you know. And but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's what I signed up for, and I'm a professional fighter. I don't just like to say that, you know, that's what I do as,
yeah, man.
So I mean, I just fucking might as well train my ass off.
Yeah, well, I just want to say too that I just, in seeing pictures of you and seeing videos of you online, I will say you look pretty trim at the moment. Have you, do you plan on coming in lighter than in some of your previous fights? And if so, how much?
I mean, it's not by a goal by any means. Like, oh, I want to lose. Hey, it just happened. Like, first of all, like, coming out of Miami, you like basically live in a sauna. Like, my big ass, I step out the door, I'm sweating. And it starts, it's ongoing all day. I'll go through like 5 or 6 t-shirts a day.
Bro, I'm Irish, okay? I'm not built for the heat. I get it.
Exactly. and then also too, being in Miami, like, I'll keep it real, man. There's not fast food. Back home in California, man, I was getting breakfast burritos, you know, in and out at lunch, and then fucking carne asada burrito at night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And still training my ass off. I'm still doing everything necessary in the gym. But, like, as far as my food, like, you know, I was eating whatever the fuck I wanted. I was living that heavyweight lifestyle, you know?
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
It's like, it's not accessible. It's not accessible. Yep. Like the only thing really I can think of that I've seen is just McDonald's, and I don't really like McDonald's that much. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know once you've had it.
Spots like there was back home. There's one on every corner back home in California, but there ain't that shit out here. So, just clean eating, not by design, but clean. I really wish I could eat a fucking burrito, but clean eating and just training my ass off in this heat.
Yeah,
I got out of here. I was 265. I'm like 240 right now.
Nice. So Ryan Gilbert's in the comment, and I just want to say that. To answer a couple of Ryan's questions, first of all, I have no idea what Sheena Star incident you're talking about. So that's answer number one to that question. I don't know if anybody else does. You guys can feel free to weigh in. I don't know anything about Sheena Star's most recent incident, if she's had one. And the other part, the other question that you ask Ryan is, who is Joey going to fight next? And I can answer that one too. It's going to be Sam Shoemaker at BKFC 18. We assume that is going to happen on June 26th, and that is for Joey will defend his BKFC heavyweight world championship title against Sam, the Hillbilly Hammer Shoemaker. And Brittany Carino, Brittany from B-Lit Organics, don't know how to say her name properly, but she said that she murdered someone in a hit and run. I don't know if that's true. That is, I'm not confirming or denying that. I don't want to spread any rumors. That is in the comments, though. So it is, I have no thought. I don't know anything about it.
It is kind of a public known thing.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, if that's true, here's my thoughts. If that's true, obviously, I know a lot of people think, don't give me the finger, Brittany. I love you though, but, and I love B-Lit Organics, and I know Joey does too. They're one of his sponsors, but, listen, if that's true, then obviously, she needs to be held accountable. If it's not true, then, she needs to not be held accountable. So listen, we live in America and innocent until proven guilty. And that's my thoughts. Do you have any thoughts, Joey?
I my only thoughts are, man, dude, whether it be true or not true, if like my Sheena Star the person that died and family, and they're both, all their families and people involved are in my fucking thoughts and prayers. That sucks. Regardless, somebody lost their life.
Absolutely.
A crime or whatever, it just sucks. So whatever.
Absolutely.
On to something different.
Yes, let's change that subject.
Yeah, that's very bad.
So, yeah, we don't want to talk about that. We're here to have fun. So I would much rather talk about something positive. So but yeah, man, back to you. You look healthy, you look trim. You know, and you say it's not by design, but do you feel different? Do you feel better? Do you feel lighter on your feet?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure. But I mean, like, I always moved well. I always had great cardio. But I'm definitely, it feels better not having that 25-pound weight vest on my back. So,
yeah, you know. Absolutely. Well, we saw Britton Hart running around in there. Is she hanging out with you tonight?
Oh yeah, always.
Awesome. So yeah. What is, like? I know, like, tonight you're doing a photo shoot and you guys are doing like a little YouTube thing and all that. But like, what's like a typical day in the life of the heavyweight champ? And the BKFC superstar Britton Hart, so you guys are running around Miami together. Like to me, that seems like it would be pretty fun to be you guys right now. But what's like a typical day in the life? Like, is it just all photo shoots and training, or what is it? Is it just, you know, normal everyday stuff too?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like normal day. Like on a Monday, for instance, like we're going to wake up, teach a 7 a.m. class, do an 8 a.m. workout, BKFC is going to send somebody to film, you know, kind of like a countdown to the next show, so we'll have to, you know, meet those guys are great, all the guys, Evan and Sosha and Dave that work for BKFC, you know, so that's standard. We do a lot of like interviews, a lot of podcasts and stuff, and you know, we class, train like three times a day, eat food, hang out, go to the pool, enjoy life.
Yeah. So yeah. Are there like, has it changed, like a bit of big change for you moving from California to Miami? Like in the sense that like Miami is a totally different beast, you know, as far as nightlife and stuff like that. And I don't know a whole lot about where you were from originally, Carlsbad, I think. Is that correct?
Carlsbad, California. Yeah. Oceanside.
Yeah. So what's the biggest difference?
I mean, honestly, like I always have, I'm a big believer in the theory, like wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, there you are. And like, I always like, I just kind of stick to myself. If anything, the biggest thing I hear is that like, way less people know me, you know, back home in San Diego. That's my home. That's where I grew up. You know, every time I would go out, I knew somebody, and not like, not in the sense of like fans or shit like that, but like friends, family. Like, I saw somebody. I knew. I kind of like out here that biggest thing I like is that nobody, I don't answer to anybody. I just kind of move in silence. I come, I do my thing, I work, and I leave, and that's about it. And the few times that I have been recognized has been truly awesome, because it's like, wow, man, that's genuinely a fan, like a fan of the sport. You know, yeah. That's always awesome when it happens. But as far as like, you know, I don't really go out, so I couldn't tell you what the night. I've been out a couple times, a couple spots. It was kind of cool, but you know, nothing dramatically different. I mean, yeah. The spot I used to live was called Midtown, and that was kind of like, if I could compare it to anyone back home, would know what Gaslamp in San Diego is like. So it was kind of cool, pretty active, like high-rise condos and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool spot. Now I moved to a different building that's literally across the street from the gym. Like, this is the gym that I work at.
Yeah.
And that big building is the building that I live in.
Okay.
So, yeah. Literally across the street, I'm home. You know, so it's beautiful, man. I really don't have to do anything but just train and focus on fighting.
So, like, have you had a moment, though, like, since winning the heavyweight world title, have you had a moment that where it just kind of struck you that, like, hey, like, I'm like, people know who I am. Like, I'm kind of famous now, you know, like, has there been that, like that one moment that you can think of where it's like, oh man, like it just kind of hit you that I am the heavyweight champion.
I mean, honestly, like, no, like not because, and just because, man, I've been on this journey for a minute, and I've fought in big shows. You know, the UFC and Bellator, I main evented some big shows, you know, and so as far as like dealing with the media and that kind of stuff, requirements, having autograph signings and people wait in line to get my autograph, like that shit's always wild, like just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, the one thing I will say is like back, it may have been a story that I created in my own head, but back when I was like UFC and Bellator, the further away that I got from my house, I felt like the more love that I got from people and the fans. Whereas now that I am, finally I got a title and world championship, like I feel like a lot more love closer to home, being like North County, San Diego. Like I just fucking feel overwhelmed with love and from my people, you know, and that feels nice.
I bet it does.
So yeah. I've heard a rumor that, I don't know where I heard this at, but that there was possibly going to be two shows. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard this?
I did hear that. I heard that there was going to be a bunch of English fighters or European fighters that were going to fight on the earlier shows so that their show could be broadcast in Europe at a proper time. I don't know. Could have been.
I don't know either. I just heard that. I was like, that's very unusual. But it's going to be all BKFC, or is it something BKFC related? Do you know?
I don't know if it's going to be Toe the Line and then fucking BKFC, but who knows?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be watching every damn fight. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Hey, either way, we're going to have a good time.
So there's also, there's going to be four title fights.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy for one event. Do you think it's possible there's going to be some larger than life announcement during that day? Or have you heard any rumors about that or anything like that?
No. I haven't heard much on the rumor mill or anything like that. Yeah.
Just trying to get the gossip here.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, like at this point, I was doing an interview. I keep it real. I'm fucking angry. I hate everybody. I hate everything at this point. This fucking fight was supposed to be in April. Here we are going into June. You know, so at this point, like,
just drag it out. Just get it done. Here
we go. Another day.
Just ready to go, man.
Fucking great. You know, but
and I know I talk to Sam nearly every day, and he's the same way. Like, you get to a point where you're just on edge, and you're just, you know, you've been training, you've been building up to this, and then you're just ready to rip somebody's freaking head off, man. Like, let's go. I've been working towards this. Let's go, you know. And that's just how it is. And so is that kind of, you feel the same way? You just ready to somebody?
Exactly.
He's like a 14-year-old virgin just ready to pop.
Right.
That's a good way to put it.
Ready to go. So
explode.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. There's gonna be some fights. Do you want to see about doing some predictions?
Oh, I'd love to hear your predictions.
I mean, there's one fight we're not even gonna ask.
We know in the heavyweight championship who you're gonna pick. And everyone knows who I'm going to pick. So we'll just skip that part.
Sounds good.
Okay.
We'll agree to disagree.
We will agree to disagree. And I appreciate you, man, because on another podcast, I made a comment. I said, hey, Joey, can we, like, when this is all said and done, regardless of the outcome, can we shake hands, you know, and be cool, you know? Because, of course, I'm Sam's business manager, but I also do this podcast. And I also just love all you guys. I love the sport. So, and at the end of the day, it is an athletic competition, right? We don't hate each other. We don't have to hate each other. It's a sport. So, but I appreciate you being cool about that. But let's hear your predictions for the other three title fights on the line. Who do you got?
I think Luis Palomino. Stoppage, fourth round.
Okay.
I think Thiago Alves. No, I'm sorry. In the Yuli Diaz fight, I think Yuli Diaz split decision.
Really?
Okay.
I think Hector Lombard. Stoppage, third round.
With who on top?
With Hector Lombard winning.
Okay. So I tend to agree with you on those calls, at least on the outcome, with the exception of the Alves and Diaz fight. I mean, I think that this is just my opinion, but I feel like Yuli's best his best opportunity to win is within the first couple of rounds because he is so explosive. And frankly, I haven't seen him in any later rounds. But I know that Thiago is a veteran, you know? And so that would, if I was Yuli's camp, I would be worried about going into the later rounds against Thiago, just because he's been there, you know, and he's had so many battles. And he knows how to handle that. But maybe Yuli does too. I don't know. But I guess I'm just saying that because I don't know. You know. So, but I think it's gonna be an awesome card. It's gonna be a bunch of good fights. I'm really, really, really looking forward to the heavyweight fight because I think that fight you and Sam has the potential of being one of those down in the history books, because I don't think either one of you guys is gonna back down. I don't think either one of you guys is gonna move backwards. And I think it's going to be a freaking slobber knockdown, drag out brawl. That's what I think. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Hell yeah. I can't wait, man. I really fucking can't.
I know you can't. I can't either. You know? But hey, Joey, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and being a good sport. Is there anybody that you want to shout out before we let you go tonight?
Where can we find
it? You know, I just want to say thank you to all my fans, supporters that have been with me since day one, since back in 2010 when I debuted in the UFC. It's been a long ride, a lot of ups and downs. But the people that have been down with me, that send me fucking Facebook messages and Instagram DMs, you know, it's like, tell me that I inspire them and shit. Like, man, it means a lot. It really does mean a lot. So thank you guys. That's about it.
Cool. Well, where can we find you on social media, Joey?
Hell yeah.
Where can we find you on social media?
Oh, you find me on Instagram at @JoeyBeltran_MMA. And also, where am I at? On Facebook, Joey Beltran. That's about it.
Cool. Cool. Right. Well, thank you again, man. Have a great night. And and accept my friend request. I've got like a pending friend request on Facebook for like months. Okay. So accept my friend request. I know I'm like, you know, represent your competition, but that's okay. We can still be friends. Thank you, Joey, for coming on. We appreciate you and wish you the best of luck. And have a wonderful night, my brother. And we'll talk to you soon.
Later.
All right, later, Joey.
All right. Well, that was
fun. I appreciate Joey coming on, and he had no idea who I was, but that's okay. Most people don't. And
that always brightens your day and makes you feel special.
You know what? I've lived my entire life with nobody knowing who I am, so one more day ain't gonna hurt me. So
I'm gonna see what's going on with Palomino and
absolutely. Well,
he got stuck. He got stuck. So we were hoping he would be available, but he got stuck. So
he got stuck. Like he's
stuck like Chuck somewhere. So
okay. Well, that is unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Luis cannot come on tonight, so we apologize.
Maybe next one then.
Yeah, we'll bring him back on. But hey, guys, we got a lot of the exciting stuff coming up here. Hopefully Luis will be back on. We're going to have a number of other, awesome guests coming around. I've had some conversations, in my inbox from some cool, fighters and cool people that may want to come on here soon. So we'll release that information as we confirm it, but, we did get to talk to the champ tonight. So that was cool.
Not some of these fighters probably aren't as cool as the one that is coming on June 6th. But
no, and that guy right there, I mean, Ken Shamrock, I mean, the man is a living legend. He's a pioneer of combat sports and you know, obviously he is the most dangerous man alive, right? I mean,
that's what they say,
right? So other than this one troll that's been in my inbox named Billy McGee, I don't know who he is, but he claims to be the toughest man on earth, but I don't know who that is. But he's funny. I do, Billy, keep doing what you're doing. I'm enjoying it. It's funny. But yeah, do we want to? So, and also, I can confirm this on June 6th. Not only will we have Ken Shamrock on the line, which is epic in and of itself, but we will also have Sam the Hillbilly Hammer Shoemaker on that show as well. So two legends, you know, coming on the same show and talking about fighting and punching people in the face. And, you know, how can you not be a fan of that? So that's going to be awesome. So I guess that's pretty much it, unless we have anyone in the comments that wants to hang out. And of course we do want to shout out our amazing sponsor of the evening, Dranger Nutrition, which is a family-owned company, people. If you didn't know that, Dranger Nutrition is a family-owned company, a family-owned business, and they believe that service and excellence go hand in hand. They're really super proud of their ingredients. They trust in their results. They love that fighters across the country believe in their products every single day. And each sports nutrition supplement is manufactured in their lab, tested and proven for performance. And they know that that the quality of each ingredient and they is of the highest quality, and they believe that the best ingredients lead to your most effective workout. So definitely check out DrinkerNutrition.com. It's an awesome supplement company, guys, and it's going to get you freaking jacked and performing at your optimum level. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe to Bare Knuckles Most Wanted podcast. You can check us out on every major streaming channel there is and under Fight Mixer TV, fightmixer.tv. That is our family of podcasts, and we are currently, I believe, still ranked at number 10. Is that correct on Amazon?
That is correct. We are beating Avalanche and actually pro a bunch of pro sports teams.
So take that, pro sports teams that are behind us, and we're coming for that top spot, man. Fight Mixer TV and our family is coming, brother. So, and for good reason. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. We love you. Tune in next week for some more amazing guests. Maybe Luis Palomino, maybe somebody else cool. All that information will be coming in the next few days.
Peace.
What we do here is go back.